This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. Time now for a look at Friday's headlines, and we begin with the aftermath of Thursday's bipartisan healthcare summit at the White House. Right now, there's a lot of post-game analysis going on as to who achieved what, but the bottom line is that virtually no minds were changed, and probably none at all, among those who actually have a vote on this in the U.S. Congress. President Obama laid down the gauntlet to Republicans at the end of the summit by saying that he hopes there's some bipartisanship on this issue, but if not, Democrats are ready to move on their own.
We cannot have another year-long debate about this. Is there enough serious effort that in a month's time or a few weeks' time or 6 weeks' time, we could actually resolve something? And if we can't, then I think we've got to go ahead and make some decisions, and then that's what elections are for.
The president basically laying down the gauntlet that this will be done sometime in April. The key hurdles, of course, getting the House to agree to the Senate version of this plan, and then getting both sides to agree to the changes that the president has outlined. Republicans say there's nothing the Democrats pointed out on Thursday that makes them change their mind that this is a terrible bill filled with backroom deals and huge government expansion. Tennessee Senator Lamar Alexander, who made the opening statement for the Republicans on Thursday, pointed out in the session that this would best be done step by step, not a huge one-time overhaul of more than one-sixth of our economy.
Our country's too big, too complicated, too decentralized for Washington, a few of us here, just to write a few rules about remaking 17% of the economy all at once.
Between policy and the process, the Republicans have a lot of grievances with what the Democrats have done to put this bill together. John McCain brought that up in the session and was quickly rebuked by President Obama, who invoked the 2008 presidential election results. Minnesota Congressman John Klein was in the room and spoke with me earlier today. He talks about that, as well as what he thinks Republicans achieved at the session. You can hear that full interview at worldnetdaily.com or dateline.radioamerica.org. While there, you can also hear my interview with Ohio Congressman Bob Latta, who talks a lot about what this bill would do to the people in his state and his district in Northwest Ohio. He says it would hurt families, it would hurt the states, and ultimately does nothing to create another job in this country. Congressman Latta will also talk about the latest news of congressional misdoings by New York Congressman Charlie Rangel. The 40-year veteran of Congress and chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, reprimanded by the House Ethics Committee for accepting a trip to the Caribbean in 2007-2008, paid for by corporations. Illegal, according to House rules. But Rangel says he didn't do anything wrong. It's his staff that made the mistake.
Members of Congress should not be held responsible for what could be the wrongdoing or mistakes or errors of staff.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who went after virtually every Republican who had any taint of scandal in the 2006 campaign season, tried to downplay what's happening with Charlie Rangel.
All I saw was the press release where they said that he did not violate the rules of the House. And I think that's an important statement that they made. Their whole, you know, so there's more to Mr. Rangel's situation, and we'll look forward to hearing from the Ethics Committee on that.
Bad day for another Democrat from New York State as well. New York Governor David Patterson officially announcing today that he will not, in fact, run for a full term as chief executive of the Empire State.
Therefore, there are times in politics when you have to know not to strive for service, but to step back. And that moment has come for me. Today I am announcing that I am ending my campaign for governor of the state of New York.
Patterson has had horrifically low approval ratings for quite a while now as governor, and was likely to be defeated in the primary by current New York State Attorney General Andrew Cuomo. The latest shoe to drop is a series of New York Times reports suggesting that Patterson used the influence of his office to protect a key staffer of his being accused by a former girlfriend of severe domestic battery. Patterson not mentioning that specifically today, but insisting he has never abused the power of his office.
In addition, I am looking forward to a full investigation of actions taken by myself and my administration. But I give you this personal oath. I have never abused my office, not now, not ever.
Patterson, of course, would not say that that is the reason he's dropping out of the race, since he says he's not guilty of any wrongdoing in this story. However, he did say that the reason he's dropping out is because right now New York needs a full-time governor, and he can't do that and campaign at the same time.
It has become increasingly clear to me in the last few days that I cannot run for office and try to manage the state's business at the same time. And right now, New York State needs a leader who can devote full time to this service.
Also at WorldNetDaily.com and Dateline.RadioAmerica.org today, my discussion on both the Patterson and Rangel stories with longtime USA Today White House correspondent Richard Benedetto, who also served for many years covering state politics in New York, including in the state capital of Albany. Also there, our weekly fun with the Capitol Steps. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.